Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, federal judge Eileen Cannon denying a motion by Donald Trump's attorneys to dismiss the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. It follows a hearing today with Trump's attorneys and special counsel Jack Smith. ABC's Catherine Falders with more.
This was a hearing on two motions to dismiss brought by the Trump team, one claiming that the charges were unconstitutionally vague, the other based on the Presidential Records Act. She wasn't really buying these arguments, especially as it related to the Trump team's arguments over the Presidential Records Act.
The second motion still undecided. The first aid ship packed with food expected to arrive in the coming hours at the newly built floating pier off the coast of Gaza. U.S. troops, along with humanitarian groups, will help offload pallets. Wholesale inflation ticking up from January to February. The producer price index rose 0.6%. Another sign inflation is not cooling fast enough for the Fed to lower interest rates just yet. This is ABC News. It may be more difficult for California students to enjoy certain foods like Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Doritos at school.
Many processed foods contain additives, including dyes like Red 40 and Yellow 6. Now, some lawmakers here in California want to ban those foods from being served or sold at public schools, citing health risks like cancer, hyperactivity, and immune system problems. The bill introduced by Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel.
The goal here is to encourage companies to make minor modifications to products sold in California.
Public schools here in California serve almost 3 million free lunches every day. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
March 14th, or 314, is a day that math enthusiasts call Pi Day. 314 represents the first three digits of an infinite number, and people who celebrate mark the day with a slice of pie or a pizza pie. That day founded in 1988 by physicist Larry Shaw, who started celebrations in San Francisco at the Exploratorium. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Michigan today after announcing $36 million for safer streets in Milwaukee yesterday. He also says inflation is coming down.
Wages are rising faster than prices, and now we have among the lowest inflation rates of any country in America, and we're still fighting to lower it even further.
The money from the bipartisan infrastructure law is going to a Milwaukee neighborhood that was largely torn down in the 1960s for Interstates 94 and 43. Biden's visit to Milwaukee yesterday shows the campaign considers Wisconsin still up for grabs 8 months before the election. Marquette University political scientist Charles Franklin tells the Cap Times it shows how close the last election was in Wisconsin and what Wisconsin means for the Electoral College count. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Offsided win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball from the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis. The Wisconsin Badgers defeated Maryland by 31 points. Brian Butch, Matt LePay with the call on the Badgers Radio Network.
It was 20-2.
Yeah.
They limited the free throws by Maryland. Like, they did everything that they needed. It's a great performance.
Final score, Wisconsin 87, Maryland 56.
In the Big East tournament, Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's number 4th-ranked Marquette with a tough game tonight against 6th-ranked Villanova. Baseball, Brewers Bryce Turang named the starter at second base and asked, does he feel more confident heading into his second season with the crew?
I wouldn't say comfortable, but you understand. You get it. You get how the thing, like how to go along with things. And these guys here helped a ton with making you feel like comfortable.
Brewers closer Devin Williams likely out until June after an MRI reveals a pair of stress fractures in his backbone. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Herman
Hermy Ronald Wartko, age 96, of Butternut, went to be with his Lord on Thursday, March 7th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Gladys, of Butternut, by his daughters, Laura Koshak of Butternut, Tammy Vasaveda of River Falls, Peggy Drager of Ashland, and by his honorary daughter, Becky Bouchon, survived also by grandchildren, great-grandchildren, by his two sisters-in-law, along with nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A gathering of family and friends will begin at noon at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls, Saturday, March 16th, until the memorial service at 1 p.m. with Reverend Samuel Morshing officiating. Military honors under the auspices of the Butternut American Legion will follow the service at Peace Lutheran Church. This has been the funeral notice for Herman Ronald Wartko, 96, Butternut. Dina Marie Sleck Phillips was born into eternal life on March 4th at the age of 61. She is survived by her husband, Anthony W. Sleck of Phillips. She is also survived by her children, Robin Leffler of Corydon, Indiana, by Madeline Bryant of Cayuga, Illinois, by Daniel Poindexter of Clarksville, Indiana, and is further survived by her parents, Ronald and Joanna Barber of Georgetown, Indiana, survived also by her two brothers, Michael and Timothy Barber from Indiana, and by her many grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. There will be no services at this time. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dina Marie Sleck of Phillips. Dennis W. Johnson, 84, of Medford, passed away peacefully with his family by his side on Saturday, March 9th at Aspirus Hospital in Wausau. He is survived by his wife of 62 years, Mary Ann of Medford, by four children, Dennis Johnson of Green Bay, by Karen Kammerzelt of Waukesha, by David Johnson of Burlington, and by Daniel Johnson of Riblake. Survived also by a brother, Galen Johnson, and by two sisters-in-law, and further survived by eight grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. Memorial service to be held 11:30 a.m. Saturday, March 23rd at Good Shepherd Catholic Church in Riblake, with Father Julian Druffner officiating. Visitation from 8:30 a.m. until the hour of the service at 11:30 a.m. at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Dennis W. Johnson, 84, Medford. Kathleen Kathy Ann Singer, age 58, of Park Falls, died peacefully on Sunday, March 10th at Park Manor Nursing Home, surrounded by her family and friends. She is survived by her husband, Randy, of Park Falls, by four children, Robert Singer of Park Falls, Alyssa Weedle of Park Falls, by Joseph Singer of Packwaukee, Wisconsin, and by Alexander Singer of Park Falls. Further survived by five grandchildren and her siblings, Kenneth Valella of Mundelein, Illinois, by James Valletta of Elgin, Illinois, by Deborah Petrozel of San Diego, California, and by John Valletta of Elgin, Illinois. Also survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut, Friday, March 15th, 11 a.m., Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation will be held Friday at the church from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kathleen Kathy Ann Singer, 58, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith. and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at enbridge.com/L5WIS.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy at times with lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. Highs climb to around 50 degrees. There could be a couple of rain showers Friday night and a few flurries or snow showers Saturday. High, low 40s and breezy. Currently 51 degrees.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98Q Country.
Today's new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have any future anymore. But then we got history.
98Q Country.
Now to a better place than the one we're at.
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Thing has a broken heart.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up, but she's gone. Guess I
Tucson, too late. That's Jordan Davis after Old Dominion's No Such Thing as a Broken Heart. Chris Young started it with Young Lovin' Saturday Nights to make it three in a row on 98Q Country this Sunday. It's Booyah time. I've been talking about it for weeks because it deserves that much attention and because I was confused and a little bit curious about what Booyah was, but since then, we've learned. Let's recap our learning journey. Booyah, similar to beef stew. Why is it called Booyah? Well, bouillon. We would call it bouillon. You use bouillon to make beef stew. You use beef stew to make what we call bouillon. You start with a French term for bouillon and you add some laziness and a dash of we're not going to try that hard, and you end up with the American version, bouillon. Knights of Columbus are hosting a St. Patrick's bouillon dinner this Sunday. Immaculate Conception Church will be hosting it in Butternut Sunday, March 17th at 1 p.m. starts the bingo. 4 p.m. begins the bouillon. Adults are $6, students are $3. Preschoolers are free for this family-style bouillon meal put on at Immaculate Conception in Butternut this Sunday, 4 p.m. begins bouillon. Country music coming up on 98Q Country includes Dylan Scott's Can't Have Mine, Kane Brown after that with Lose It, and Brian Martin to make three in a row with We Ride here on 98.3 FM, 98Q Country.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Hold up a second.
I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
wasn't good for nothing, phone in your hand. The directions to the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. Casey's baby kick come to the floorboard. Them bobby pins holding your hair up, girl, you don't need them no more. That dress hanging off your shoulder as you move a little closer. Yeah, let's lose it tonight. Yeah, I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between. Flipping your ear, baby, I swear.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Pedal to the floorboard, she
Ryan Martin finishing up We Ride here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, Kane Brown a moment ago with Lose It, and the three in a row started with Dylan Scott's Can't Have Mine. Let's take a look at a couple brief notes, just some things I wanted to touch on, some shout-outs I wanted to give. Today starts the WIAA Boys State Basketball Tournament, and we've got a couple semi-local teams, teams that are technically in the same conference as we here in Shawamigan Conference are, the Great Northern and all that good stuff. Marathon, for example, with their 6'10" senior center, is going up against Kenosha at 6:45 tonight. So just a little over an hour. That action will not be held on 98Q Country, of course, those not local teams. But that does mean you can probably find a way to watch some coverage, be it on Facebook or on, they've got like a Magic of March app. Take a look at that. Do some Googling about how you can watch that. Then tomorrow morning, 9:05 a.m., Solon Springs. They're in the WIAA state program, or excuse me, their program's in state, the state tournament, for the first time in program history. And that program, or that tournament, beginning today. Apparently those words are just interchangeable to me. They're taking on Columbus Catholic tomorrow morning at 9:05 a.m. Whatever you find when you Google how to watch Marathon this evening should serve you well trying to watch Solon Springs tomorrow in the WIAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. We'll keep it focused on the country music. We've got a little bit of a respite from high school sports right now on 98Q Country. None of our local teams advanced, and so we've got a little bit of a break until we start hearing about spring baseball will probably be the next thing. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful month of March so far. A lot of sports will be in full swing a couple weeks to even maybe a month earlier than normal. So the high schoolers will be in great form. I'm sure we'll have a lot of incredibly exciting spring sports. The track team, for example, they've got three indoor meets before they even have one outdoors, as I understand it. We heard from Kyle Cronin this morning, the district administrator from Shawamigan School District. He let us know those first three meets, I believe all three of them, as he explained it, are going to be held indoors. So just one example, along with the great weather, of why spring sports, it should be an excellent, excellent year for spring sports in the Northwoods of Wisconsin that we call home. Back to the country music here on 98Q. Russell Dickerson will lead us into the middle of the 5 o'clock hour. Dierks Bentley, What I Was Thinking will follow. And Lainey Johnson, Wild Flowers and Wild Horses. My current favorite, at least for now, to finish off the three in a row at the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour here on 98Q Country. 98.3 FM, WCQM.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford, on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Lauren Wyalowski Ball CPA and Phillips for all of your bookkeeping and accounting needs. 715-339-6985.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. today. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy at times with lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. Highs climb to around 50 degrees. There could be a couple of rain showers Friday night and a few flurries or snow showers Saturday. High, low 40s and breezy. Currently 51 degrees.
Q Country.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right. We'll be right back.
ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
And Wild Horses. That's Lainey Wilson, the current queen of country, here on 98Q Country. Dirk Bentley just a bit ago with What Was I Thinking? And Russell Dickerson before that with God Gave Me a Girl. And I'm Greg Gunderson, coming to you from the 98Q Country Studios with you for about another hour. I've got to let go at the top of the 7 o'clock hour so Brian Curry can take over and carry you into the evening with Penrod before we circle back. And I have to return to the 98Q Country Studios. I'm subbing in for Joel again tomorrow morning, as I did today with the help of Austin Brume. So tune into 98Q Country tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Catch me in the new early slot. I'm only doing it, I did it today, I'm doing it tomorrow to help out Joel as he's off for his wife's birthday, and so he'll be back on Monday, but it's a special all gray all day Thursday and Friday here at 98.3 FM, 98Q Country. Hey, just the other day I was down in Medford, this was 2 days ago, I was down and I talked to Cher. No, not that Cher. Cher Murphy at the HR, the Human Resources Department in Sierra Pacific, and boy, they seem like an excellent place to work. They're hiring crew members for various shifts right now, and Cher and the team seem like the perfect set of coworkers. They're offering flexible schedules too, and they've got great benefits at Sierra Pacific. You can choose between a 4-day, 10-hour shift with possible Friday overtime, or a weekend shift, 3 12-hour days. Enjoy competitive pay and a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year at Sierra Pacific. Join them and start helping the world see clearly. Apply in person in Medford or Merrill, or apply online at spi-ind.com/careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, welcoming applicants with disabilities and welcoming veterans. More country music now on 98Q Country. A three in a row, Russell Dickerson will start it with God Gave Me a Girl. Up next on 98Q Country after this.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
At Redmond Realty Group, we redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, we craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Our strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, we can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive our commitment.